Hello and welcome to the Jesus Juked Podcast. I am your host for this third episode. We've done this for 3 weeks at this point, boys. I am the student pastor at Aurora Baptist Temple. My name is Christian Martin. Joined with me today are my three acquaintances, Jeff Bain Jr., Blake Hillhouse, and the other one.
Yep.
Devin Crass.
Is fat.
Sorry, I wasn't synced, but we did it.
Hey, let's set you guys up again. And the third one over there, Devin Crass.
Is fat. All right.
I think that was their surprise.
Literally the only one that's married out of
you. Oh, we're not done yet. We're not done yet.
Yeah. Well, fellas, how are we doing today?
Good.
Good.
Good. Good talk.
Thumbs up.
We're getting ready for Easter here at the church. We got some... Well, if you are in the Southwest Missouri area, we'd love to have you at Aurora Baptist Temple for Easter on April 20th. One predicament about having Easter on April 20th that I've seen a lot on social media is like church social media managers who think they're so funny and they will try to put 420 jokes into their Easter advertisements.
Oh, that's actually freaking funny.
Like I think the one I've seen the most is "We'd love to see you here on Easter."
I mean, does it get people to come?
Probably not.
Okay.
I saw another one. It's like there's going to be a different type of burning bush on this Easter.
Oh my gosh. Oh, that could go a lot of weird ways.
Yeah, probably weed, if I had to guess.
Devin loves that one, doesn't he?
Yeah,
We'd love to see you. That's funny, dude.
Yeah, so if you run social media for a church, just avoid. Let's just practice caution and not make weed jokes about...
I'm gonna post it next week on the YouTube
on the live stream. But we are getting ready for church. Take two. We are getting ready for Easter here at church. We are just 3 weeks away, guys.
That's crazy.
True.
We're going to have a dry run of the Easter program on the 13th.
Like a walkthrough?
Yeah, just like a little practice run for everyone involved.
Oh. Am I going to be involved that week?
You better be. Probably.
Can you, like, not put me on slides, ?
Always Blake Warm.
You're going to be somewhere just so I can have your hand.
I'll be crowd manager. I'll sit in the crowd.
Okay.
And manage. Well,
you'll be the honorary, like, clap starter.
No, I can't do it again, can I?
Don't clap sync for us. Okay. I already clapped.
My truth of thoughts about one there.
No, this is going to be my third Easter on staff.
Wow.
And I don't know why I've never thought to do a dry run beforehand. Because I'm always stressing out the morning of.
I think it was last year I did the slides. It was chaos.
It was chaos.
It was not fun.
And so I think having an extra day. an extra day.
You sounded like the little midget thing off of Star Wars.
Little person.
What's his name?
Little Yoda? Person.
Yes, the green guy.
Hey, whoa.
Probably one of the most famous people in Star Wars. But Easter.
Not a nerd. I don't know. I actually prefer the other one of Star Wars. Is he? Star Trek.
What's Star wrong? Trek.
Yeah.
Star Trek.
There's like
Star
Trek. Six rocks that I can think of that are smarter than you.
But
six rocks? Are they floating? Dummy.
Dude, floating rocks was a hit.
Yeah, I know.
I thought it was such a throwaway line.
I know. Definitely a Blake line.
But, Dev, you remember last year, Easter? Or should I say the day before?
Yes. Devin doesn't remember 3 weeks ago, let alone what he had for breakfast this morning.
He definitely had something.
I can tell he's filling out that sweater a little bit.
He doesn't remember your lesson this morning either.
But I can't make fun of Blake. That's a problem. Everybody gets sensitive when Blake's getting made fun of.
No.
Hey, make and fun he's of getting all you want.
You know who you are.
We see you out there.
I didn't say
you know who you are? What are you talking about?
Oh, we got our sources.
Your sources?
We got our people. Always watching.
Always watching.
But Dev, tell us about Easter prep last year.
Well, it sucked.
Yeah, it did.
It was like, what, till midnight?
Yeah.
The night before?
We were prepping Easter morning.
Of course, Blake wasn't there.
Yeah, Blake.
Because Blake's
be
never there.
There.
No, yeah, I was at work. Well, what? Shut
Jeff was there
up,
for a bit.
Blake.
No, we FaceTimed him.
Yeah,
we forgot about
crap,
that.
Oh, crap. I remember that.
Somebody teach that boy how to use a hammer. Jeff said that.
Yeah. I was wait, laying in bed.
Did he talk normal? What did he say?
They were FaceTiming me, and I got
somebody
a video.
Teach that boy how to use a hammer.
I got a video of Devin using a hammer, and I sent back a video going, teach that boy how to use a hammer.
There's only one way to use a hammer.
You hit it.
He had his hand all the way up where the...
Okay, yeah, well, you don't hit it like that.
Because I was starting it, the nail. And then I go, boom, boom.
Okay, yeah, he actually got me there.
Yeah, thank you.
But, so I had this...
Smooth brain boy.
I don't know if you guys are...
Smooth brain?
Yeah, you have no wrinkles in your brain.
Like a koala bear.
Dumb.
My favorite animals are pandas.
Makes sense.
You yeah, like white one. And fat.
Like Jack wow. Black.
That's crazy. Don't bring Jack Black into this.
I love Jack
Black. Never.
Hey, what's black and white and red all over?
America.
Is it a bloody panda bear, or is it Blake in that jacket?
Newspaper.
Black and white.
I drew Blake on the whiteboard, but I ran out of room.
I'm sorry, Blake. That was actually pretty good.
But, so Easter last year, I had this bright idea to get, like, that greenery and put on the wall.
Yeah.
And then I also had a great idea to, like...
You can still see the holes. They're patched over, not painted over.
Dude, I had to scrub so hard to get those chalk lines out of the wall.
I bet, dude.
And... we were going to put, like, flowers in it, and, like, we were going to spell out the word Easter.
Thought was there. The execution was not.
Why couldn't we spell out the word Easter?
My
spell?
My wife broke the letter in the Easter word. She just dropped it, and it broke.
I didn't realize really? It was made out of, like, glass.
It was,
ceramic porcelain.
Yes.
Yeah, I just figured it was because Devin can't spell past four words or four letters.
You're an
four
idiot.
Words,
you just
good
screwed,
one.
You just screwed up the insult. You tried to insult me on being dumb.
The title of this episode is Devin versus Blake.
Guys, I gotta say, episode's a 10 out of 10 so far.
You think so?
You know.
Well, now that we're being honest, scratch it.
Take two. And welcome to the Jesus. No, yeah. we're doing well on Easter this time.
We're not going to be there till midnight. Then
we're not going to be there at all.
Music's going to be way better.
I'm actually
that's crazy.
Oh, I get it because Jonathan is now the new worship pastor, and like the past 2 years, you were the worship pastor.
That's
wow, that's he's lost it.
That's crazy, Jeff. Jeff just out of the blue. Wow, Jeff.
Oh, wow. Wow. Hey.
Hey. We'll talk about the PTSD now.
So my first Easter was like a month into working here. Gotta know. And I'm ready. My brain and my body are ready for this.
For what?
I gotta build the drama.
Okay.
What did you guys first think when I darkened the door of ABT?
I'd have to think.
Be nice, I'm your boss.
The first question I asked you was, who do you like more, LeBron James or Michael Jordan?
LeBron.
Your answer being LeBron James. That told me pretty much everything I needed to know about
That's fair. Understandable.
First question I asked you was, who's your favorite football team?
Hey, do you want to speak up into the mic?
Yes, I can.
Much better.
All right. First question I asked you was, who's your favorite football team? And I don't even remember the answer you gave me.
Buffalo Bills.
I don't know what
you right.
said either. I can only name like three football teams.
Eagles, Chiefs, Bills.
I remember I got flamed for this. I don't think I ever told you this. I got flamed by my friends in college because I met you the Sunday before, but I don't know that I actually like went up and shook your hand and like formally introduced myself. And then it was
a thing to do.
It wasn't. Yeah, I know. It wasn't fellowship week. It was the missions forum. And you were at that missions forum.
Oh.
And
I remember.
This would have been.
Like at the BBF building?
At the BBF building.
Oh, okay.
This would have been,
playing drums.
You were playing drums. That's what you were doing.
With the worship pastor at Graceway.
Yes, that's what you were doing. And I just remember seeing you. And I remember they had announced that you were going to be like coming into the church. And I awkwardly went up there. And you were like putting your like drum set away or something like that. I don't know what you're doing. And I awkwardly walked up to you and said, hi. And then you just kind of looked at me, and then I tried to make a conversation and slowly walked away because I couldn't.
He doesn't remember it.
I don't remember this at all. No.
You had zero impact on
life. Oh, yeah, no. Well, you probably didn't remember me because I never formally introduced myself to you the Sunday before.
Yeah.
And then missions forums happened, and then I went up to you, and I was like, hey. I was like, I didn't expect to see you here today.
Why do you keep caressing the mic with your mouth?
I don't know, but I like it for the audio.
Yeah, I'm doing it for the audio.
Hey.
Yeah, so my friends to this day will make fun of me. Anytime I go to say hey to somebody, they'll be like, hi. Like, I went out to
you. Why are you so scared?
I don't know.
That's actually funny.
But yeah, I don't remember meeting you for the first time.
I was up in the youth room.
Don't be insulted. You're pretty forgettable. So
Wow.
Blake, no, our contract is done with us making fun of Devin this
episode. It wouldn't work very far. I would beat both of you at that game.
Yeah, you'd beat me in a food eating competition too.
Probably not, actually. I didn't eat for 2 days and I thought, never mind, I
can't make fun of me for being fat.
He was pregnant.
So.
Yeah. But I remember meeting you for the first time because it was at, not Olive Garden, Olive Branch, Olive Grill.
Olive Grill. I don't remember that.
I think you were there.
Oh, probably was.
I didn't talk to you.
Yeah. So was I at the end of the table?
I think we were on like opposite sides.
Yeah.
So totally. Moral of the story is we all suck at first impressions.
Yes. But you also got to remember like where I was in life. I had a 1-year-old. I had a 4-month-old.
Still wearing glasses.
Just at puberty.
Still wore glasses. I was like legitimately 270. Like I was like 40, 50 pounds ago. And then,
which way have you gone? Have you gone forward or backwards weight wise?
Both ways. There was a moment.
He has.
I'm like a rubber band with my weight. So, like I stretch and I. What am I trying to say? A yo-yo, not a rubber band.
There we go, yeah.
When you said rubber band, I just immediately locked eyes with Devin. I was like, what the frick does that mean?
He's very stretchy.
You've never heard the popular phrase, I'm like a rubber band with my weight? Man, no. That's embarrassing for you guys.
I've heard the song Elastic Heart by Sia. I don't know where this
is. But, is that the one where she flies on the chandelier?
No, that's...
gotta sleep. From the show.
Anyways, that's in that bit. Anyways,
pretty good. That's pretty good.
And then Christine got. Wow.
What happened?
How embarrassed are you, Blake?
Don't touch me with the greasy bacon hands. Wet.
I mean, Blake's got his hands in his lap again, so.
Yeah. But, wow. And then as soon as we moved here, Christine got pregnant.
Mm. Oh, it is.
Yeah, right. That happens.
Yeah, it happens. With our last one. Our final baby.
Do you remember your first church camp, though?
Not the first night.
Oh, that's right, because you were sick.
Do you guys... I've told you. I don't know if I told you, Blake. So we're on our way to church camp. And one thing about me is I get migraines when I get really stressed. Like, real bad. Can't look at lights. Can't hear sounds. And I'll throw up everywhere. Migraines.
Mm-hmm.
And on the way to camp, it was just me and Christine. We didn't have any counselors. And... I'm driving and my head starts to hurt and I'm like, great. I know what's going to happen in about 6 hours and we get to camp, we get checked in and all that stuff. And, my vision starts to fade.
Mm.
And I'm like, okay, gotta struggle through this. I get unpacked. I get checked in, all that fun stuff. Wow. Ring, ring. You want to have a guest star on the podcast?
That's me.
That's you.
Sorry.
That's fine. I don't care.
I was on the phone before I came over here and forgot to put it on airplane mode.
No worries. But,
It's so loud.
That is so loud.
Stop. Call out. If I don't answer, hang up, man. I don't know who that was.
It's probably so, your wife. I try to get into the first night, like, service. I can't. I gotta get back into the cabin because I'm like, I can't look at anything. I'm practically blind at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Lay on the bed and I start throwing up and I go to the bathroom, I throw up, and I think you guys are all still in there, huh?
Yeah. Oh yeah. We just got back and you were throwing up before.
Yes. You guys were about to leave. Cause that's when Christine walked in to check on me, and I was throwing up, missed the toilet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we had to clean that up.
Belle was seen.
But we got back from the service, and he was lying in bed.
I was laying in bed trying to fall asleep, but couldn't.
Oh, that sounds miserable.
It was awful. It was the, whenever we went, floating's a strong term. When we went sitting on the water at the river.
I will never forget that trip.
That was awful.
We're like 3 hours in and they're
like... Wait, that was his most recent one, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. It was, yeah.
Yeah, that sucked.
It was awful. And like I thought
an 18-hour freaking float
trip. I thought the water levels, like it said, it was going to be a decent water level.
There were like, there were parts that were like, had a strong current. So there'd be parts where we're moving. There would be parts where we're sitting there for 30 minutes and I finally had to be the one to yell, guys, we haven't moved in 30 minutes.
But I got a migraine on the way home from that. You had to drive.
Yeah, I do remember that.
I think I drove on the way there. And you drove
on the way back.
So, yeah, there have been like maybe six times in my life that I've gotten migraines like that. One was the week before I got married. Christine's car broke down in the Chick-fil-A parking lot.
Ooh.
And we were waiting for AAA to come out and jump it. And I threw up. Went over like into a bush in the Chick-fil-A parking lot and started throwing up into the bush. And Christine's still getting her food. And I just walk out of the car in the drive through. And they're like, do you know that person? She's like, yeah, it's my fiance throwing up. And there was that time a week before graduation in college.
Mm-hmm.
And like a week before Avery was born because we were moving. We moved into our house in Springfield like 3 days before Avery was born.
Oh, wow.
It was awful. We like to do it all or do nothing.
Yeah. That'd be a lot.
Moving down here with a 4-month-old and a 1.5-year-old.
I remember that.
Yeah.
But that time it wasn't that bad because there was a good amount of people that came out and helped.
Like move in?
Yeah.
Were you one of them?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember that.
I was at work.
Yeah, I was there. Jeff, you were there, weren't you?
Nope, I don't even know what I was doing at that time. I don't know if I was in school, probably sports, I don't know.
Probably just skipping.
Because we were still in school.
I was still in high school, Blake. Shh. I think like Taylor and Dayton were there.
Yep.
I remember that.
My dad was there.
Your dad was there?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember that.
Well, that's why I came.
That fair enough.
It wasn't for my kill
it
house.
Was not, it was not, it was not to serve and be a blessing. It was because I got made to be. I mean, I love you, Christian.
Don't lie.
I love you so much.
Feeling's not mutual.
Bah. Bah, to heck with it. Bah. Hate me because they hate me.
All right, but kindergarten?
No, that's my line. It's what people know me for.
I bet you're one of those basketball players that wore like one pink sock or one pink sleeve.
I don't wear pink. I'm a man.
He writes Philippians 4:13 on his shoes.
Yeah, Tim Tebow. Got the face paint, John 3:16.
Yep.
People at the stands Googled it and
it got saved.
National phenomenon.
It's like a Billy Graham revival.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't do the saving. That's all God, but.
Yeah.
That was an instrument.
I just remembered another time I got a migraine that I prevented because I took way more ibuprofen and Tylenol than I should have.
Yeah, you take a lot.
I used to.
Are you doing better about that?
Yeah, because my kidney started to not feel well.
I take four well. Typically.
I used to take
two.
The dentist said I could do this because I got my wisdom teeth taken out without like a local or with a local like Novocaine.
Yeah.
That wore off like midway through. But they're like, yeah, good. You can take two 500 milligram Tylenol and four 200 milligram ibuprofen. So 800 milligrams of ibuprofen and 1,000 milligrams of Tylenol.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. And I would just, like, at the first sign of a headache, I'd knock it back. And then the kidney started to hurt. And I was like, okay, I got to stop.
I have a kidney. It's okay. Blake has two good ones.
But
I'm not giving you my kidney.
You don't love me that much.
That's crazy. You would rather him die with three children and a wife. You have zero children, zero wives.
You have one girlfriend who listens to the podcast.
We don't even know if she's real because we never met her.
You know Terminator, what T2 specifically, where he cuts off his hand to reveal like a robot?
Yeah.
I'm half expecting Blake's girlfriend to do that and be like, I'm actually like Tesla's cyber wife. And Blake just bought the newest model.
I lost track so quickly.
She's a robot. She's
basically
not real.
Yeah. Because we've never met her.
Oh, you're saying she's not real?
Yeah.
We've never met her.
And she's like a Tesla bot. But no, that one time, the first Fun on the Run that we went to, I took my little cocktail of medicine because I started to get a headache. And I couldn't go into the worship. I think you and you were there. Wow. Mm-hmm. Weird that Blake wasn't at a youth activity.
I don't think Blake's ever been on Fun on the Run with, like, as a counselor.
No, he gets out of it every time.
I had a baby. Yeah. That's how I got out of it last time.
Yeah.
I'll be at it next year, probably.
That's what you say every year.
Yeah. Sure.
Is it in the fall? It's in the fall.
It's January.
It's in January.
Oh, it's in January?
Yeah, the opposite of the fall.
Blake already's cool. Like, yeah, I can't make it.
Blake, I know one reason why you will be able to make it this year that you weren't last year.
School.
I'm not going to say it. It's what we talked about in the sound booth today. You'll have freedom obligations.
Oh, I'll be graduated?
Yeah. We can say that.
What do you mean?
There's a reason why you couldn't make it this January. That's not going to be an issue next January.
Oh, yeah.
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 But,
2 months.
But, so I was starting to get a migraine on Fun on the Run. And it didn't help that we left the church at midnight 30. And what happened to the van? What temperature was it outside?
Like
cold.
5 degrees. It was
frozen,
cold.
Everything. Yeah. Frozen, snow everywhere.
Battery's pretty much dead.
Yeah.
Battery DED dead.
Yep. When we were about to leave for the first.
The first event.
Event.
So we were like 30 minutes late to that because the three of us had to jump start.
On the Ford, van. By the way.
And it wouldn't start.
It wouldn't start.
For so long. We sat there.
Yeah. The kids were, I think all the kids piled into one van. So there were like 30 kids in one van because it had heat.
Had to get rid of that old van and get a new one. That thing. Because imagine like it doesn't start. And what do? It's 1 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
O'Reilly's ain't open.
AAA's there.
We don't have AAA.
Oh.
That's fancy church stuff.
And Walmart's not open 24/7 anymore, so.
That might be the greatest tragedy of COVID.
Honestly, yeah.
We used to have Sam's Club samples. We used to have.
You still do now.
We do now. Nature's Healing.
Yeah. Dude, Costco. I tried a Costco thing. It looked good. I tried it. Disgusting.
What you have?
I guess I was in the healthy section.
The hot dog?
No, I guess I was in the healthy
I've never section. Been to Costco. Is the chicken bacon ranch deal actually as good as
it's more bread than anything.
The chicken bake?
Yeah. Or the big cookie, whatever.
Three big booms.
Boom. 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 I really thought everyone was going to chime in with me on that one.
No, I'm out.
Okay.
Boom.
Boom.
That's what we do.
Boom.
We bring the boom.
Do you guys watch Celebrity Jeopardy?
No.
All right, never mind then.
No, the chicken bake is mid, but the double chunk chocolate cookie, also mid.
I thought he was going to be like, it's delicious.
Did you know that the old CEO, or maybe the founder of Costco... He threatened to murder the current or like the last CEO of Costco if he ever raised the price of the hot dog combo from $1.50.
Oh, nice.
He's like, you ever raise that combo, I'm going to kill you.
Did he?
Raise it or get murdered?
Both.
Raise it. No, he backed away.
Is it still $1.50?
Oh, yeah. It's like their loss leader. Yeah. I know when I go to Sam's, I'll get the pizza combo when that gets me in the door. It's like $2.50 for a big old honking slice of pizza and a soda. Dude, Sam's is cheap lunch. When I was interning at my old church, some of the pastors and I would go there for lunch because it's less than $3.
Yeah.
You walk around, you get the sushi sample.
Yeah.
And then you go eat in the cafe.
You know what else is like a really cheap lunch that I just found? Lexi was doing her lemonade stand.
Oh, the Minecraft meal?
No, shut up.
Wendy's 4 for $4.
But Lexi was... Would you stop talking? Lexi was doing her lemonade stand at the Walmart here, and we got hungry. Like, what are we going to do for lunch? I think Riley was with us, and so we go inside to find lunch, and they have that like little spot where they have like the in the deli, like the chicken strips, macaroni, all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So I got Lex and I one. It's like each one. It was like only $11, and it's a full meal.
Wow.
I'm like, dang, dude, well, that's like $22.50.
I used to all the time when I worked at Walmart. I'd bring like my main meal. I'd bring some chicken. I'd warm it up, and then I'd go to the deli, and for like a dollar, I can get a side of fries.
Yeah.
Well, that's like cheap. Mm-hmm. That's what Price Cutters does. Like my family after church.
But Price Cutters kind of, they growing up a little bit
but
on their stuff.
To be honest, I prefer Price Cutters chicken over Walmart chicken.
I agree.
I've heard you do, as you're about to speak twice, and then you just get cut off. Proceed, Christian.
You may speak.
Yes, I cut him off.
I just did it again.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I have this. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I have a conspiracy theory right now. Have you noticed, and maybe not, because Devin might be the only one that shops. Just make sure you're in frame, buddy.
Yeah.
You know, make sure to keep that one in.
Crank that soldier boy back.
You.
Watch me crank it.
I'll just lean this way.
There's a time in elementary school, because that's when that song was big. I was at like...
Whip this, Nene?
No, I was a senior in high school when that came out.
Dude, it's Stankadex, Stank.
But, so Crank That came out, and I was, like, in third grade, and, like, our elementary school went to, like, this roller rink. And part of the Crank That is, like, you do the Superman.
Yep.
You stick one leg, like, out behind you.
Yep.
I did that, and I kicked this girl right in the face.
That's awesome.
It was awful. She fell to the ground, and I didn't notice until I did a lap around, and she was still on the ground.
You probably did a lap around, started laughing at her, not realizing you were the one that...
It's like, hot nerd, roller skate.
She's knocked out.
She's got blood. Tooth and blood on her nose.
Oh, gosh.
And I'm trailing a blood on my roller skates.
Poor girl.
But I've got this theory. I think produce is getting bad everywhere.
Produce.
Like produce.
We cannot find a good onion that doesn't have mold in it anywhere.
Well, onions are the spawn of Satan to begin with, so.
Did you try Aldi?
And those are fried.
I haven't tried Aldi. We've tried Target. We've tried Walmart. We've tried Sam's. We've tried a different Walmart. We've tried Price Cutter.
Aldi's.
Try Aldi. I just freaking said that.
Oh, Jeff. Sorry. I wasn't listening to you. Like,
clean your clogged ears, son.
To Christian, not you.
You know who Abraham Lincoln is?
Yes.
Kind of look like
president.
Him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Try Aldi.
President.
I'll try Aldi, but I don't really want to drive to Republic every time.
You can do curbside pickup.
You still got to drive to Republic.
Yeah, but they just started doing that. And it's cheaper.
You can and cut to the next bit. But I've got, those are my woes. Those are my produce shopping woes. I've cut into maybe 30 onions. And every time I cut in, mold spots. And it makes me so mad.
What should not be mold? What should
just
be
onion? No, it's mold. Right. Oh, dude, it's mold. Like,
yeah,
it's okay. I'm a mold freak because my whole kitchen went moldy that one day.
Yeah.
And I had to replace all the cabinets. So I'm the boy who cried mold.
The boy he cried mold.
The boy who?
Oh, okay.
I think the expression is the boy who cried wolf.
I've never found a wolf inside my onions. Thank you very much.
It's a wolf.
I think you're finding the wrong onions.
That's true. But
Aldi's got the wolf onions.
Let me ask you guys this. You ever heard of the Babylon Bee?
Oh, yeah.
Blake, explain it to us. This is where we find out he was just lying to seem cool.
I was lying to seem cool. I know it's like headlines that are like fake.
Do you guys know what the onion is?
Yes.
Yeah.
The onion?
No mold in that onion.
Onion?
Yeah. But the onion is like a website that makes like satire headlines.
Yeah.
Oh. Like fake headlines that are almost ridiculous.
I thought you were talking about the fruit.
Like TMZ? You ever seen TMZ?
Like TMZ stuff, like clickbait.
Yeah, it's bad. TMZ's bad.
So, I thought of a game we could play.
I like games.
I'll give you one headline from the Babylon Bee and one headline not from the Babylon Bee. And the goal is hopefully like they are outrageous headline? Enough. A real headline and a Babylon Bee headline.
Yeah.
Come to find out, Babylon Bee already has that game on their website.
No way.
Because I'm not creative enough. But I looked and it's not exactly what I'm going for. It's like one headline and you choose which one you think it is, but I'm going to give you two and you got to guess which one is the proper headline and which one's the Babylon Bee. But have a little game, see who comes out on top.
I'm going to win.
This is the game. To be or not to be. Are you guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
Headline one. Headline one.
Like when you laugh, your double chin jiggles.
At least my whole upper body doesn't bounce up and down like yours. Golly.
When it's so funny for you.
Headline one. Methodist pastor dresses as tree and disagrees with Jesus about the fig tree.
I 100% feel like that is a legit a thing that, that they would do.
Article headline number two. 10 easy ways for your church to increase tithing revenue.
Oh, that the first one's Babylon. This is a real one.
That's your guess?
Yeah.
I'm flipping it.
You're flipping? What are you?
I'm agreeing with what Blake said.
You guys think headline one was Babylon B?
Yeah.
Yes.
Devin, congratulations on your first point.
It's a Methodist church.
Babylon B, headline, 10 easy ways for your church to increase tithing revenue.
What does it say?
I didn't read any of this. Oh. I was just trying to do some research. All right.
You think it would start increasing if I started paying tithe?
It's a good place to start.
10%.
Here we go.
Oh, I thought it was two.
So Devin,
oh, that's the convenience fee.
joke of the day, Blake. Headline two, or round two. Devin's up one. You guys got zero.
Thank you, Jeff.
Headline one. Headline one. Pentecostal suffers seizure during Sunday service, but no one notices. Why are you looking?
Oh, sorry. I'm looking at
that. Oh, okay. Headline two. Miraculous red stains on communion wafers was only bacteria, not the blood of Christ, research lab tells Roman Catholic Church.
That's Babylon B.
Okay.
Yeah.
Headline one was real.
Headline two, one is real. Babylon B's two.
What's the first one again?
Pentecostal suffers seizure during Sunday service, but
that could definitely happen.
First one was regular. Second one was B.
Yeah, second one is B.
What are you thinking?
I don't know.
Follow your leader, Jeff.
Don't wait for me to answer just because I got the last one right. I'm thinking.
Go with Blake on this one.
Don't give me apparently.
I'm actually going to go with Blake on this one.
You're going to go with Blake?
Yeah, I am.
First one is real. Second one is B.
Yes.
Okay. Hi, Bobby. Devin?
I think.
He's just going to flip it.
I'm going to flip it.
Yep.
You're going to flip it?
Yep. I knew he was.
You're a contrarian.
I was thinking about it, but I was like, no.
Well,
no.
At the same time, though, because. If
trust me
thing,
on this one,
the thing that works with Babylon B kind of things is this. They will go into so much detail to get you to click.
Yeah.
Rather than to give you a vague title. Like the first title is very vague. The second title was very detailed. And it gave you a source.
Yes.
So I'm gonna go with the second one's Babylon B.
So you're thinking
so you're
the red stain on the wafer is Babylon B.
I think so.
And Pentecostal is real.
Because, yeah, because it's so detailed. I think so.
Okay.
I mean, I think that's a good hypothesis.
I think it's a good hypothesis. Unfortunately, you're all wrong.
I figured.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
They're both Babylon B, aren't they?
No. The red stain on the communion wafer being bacteria is a real article.
No way.
Yep.
I'm 0 for 2.
And the Pentecostal is a Babylon B.
Huh. I didn't know we can do that. I thought they were like.
I should have just gone with my gut.
Shooter's going to shoot, though. I'm up for two.
I'm still winning.
Oh, 1-0-0. All right, we got three more. Let's lock in. Let's get it right. All right. Headline one.
You always laugh before you read it. You just
They're all so funny. The real ones and the fake ones. All right. Headline one.
There he goes again. He read it already.
Yeah, I've read this one six times to try to get it out. I've used the other ones because I can't get this one out without laughing. Article one. Catholic.
Wow.
Article one.
Yes, it's article one.
Catholic Church introduces white ashes for black people. Like Lent, wow. Where you do the cross on the forehead.
Okay.
Article two.
It's crazy.
Article 2.
Oh, because the other ashes. Yeah. I put that. Okay, wow, that's crazy.
Headline number 2. Toddler kicked out of church nursery for engaging in transphobia.
That's got to be Babylon B. That's got to be Babylon B.
No, I feel like that's real.
They're both real.
Can do you have them set to where both can be?
No.
Okay.
One is always the B. One is always not the B.
I don't know.
I'm gonna go the first one, Babylon B. The second one, facts.
Catholic Church, Babylon B. Toddler and nursery, not the
B. I think that's. I hope the second one's real. That's so funny.
The second one is the Babylon B.
The toddler one is Babylon B.
Toddler's Babylon B. The first one's real.
Okay, Jeff.
I'm going with the toddler is real, and the other one's Babylon B.
Is that what you said too? I think so. Toddler real.
Yeah.
Toddler B.
I hope it's real.
Yeah.
Jeff and Devin, you guys got points.
Let's go. First try. I got it too. That's what I said.
I knew it, dude. That's so cool. That's
I'm awesome. Just not last, so that's good.
Jeff waits for me to answer and then follows me every time.
Every time. I followed Blake the last 2 times.
Because I yelled at you the last time. I said, Blake, don't wait for me to answer. Guys, I'm not a good
leader. All right, this one might be a little obvious. I think this one's kind of made the rounds.
I don't know. I feel like I suck at this game. 0-3, bro.
All right. Here is the next round. Article 1. Local church hosts fun January 6th themed VBS.
What's
January 6th? It's whenever like all those Trump supporters like stormed the White House.
Oh, okay.
Stormed the Capitol, not the White House, yeah.
Okay.
And like got into Congress and all that.
That's real.
Local church hosts fun January 6th themed VBS.
That's probably true.
Headline number 2. Woke church incorporates anti-Doge rhetoric and pro-trans ideology into communion service.
That one's real.
Yeah.
You guys think the woke church is real?
Yeah,
100%. The woke church, that's such a thing now. I bet you it's real.
Yeah,
Jeff, 100%.
I'm flipping mine.
You're flipping yours?
Yep.
Well, Jeff, you're just wrong.
Well, gentlemen, Blake's on the board.
So is Devin.
Devin's been on the board. What are you, 3-1-2?
No, 3-1-1.
I'm at 1.
You're on that 1?
1-1-3.
Oh, okay.
I only flipped because I was thinking maybe if I get this right, I'll get more
points. No, you got to think of 2025, everything's woke and stupid.
Yeah.
So
last...
My generation's stupid.
We're in the same generation.
Last round. This is a race for second at this point. Devin, congratulations on the win.
No, I say all the marbles.
No, that's stupid.
We did that last time.
Gambler in me is saying let's put it all on the table.
No, I won fair and square because you're dumb and you're dumber. Red.
Well, listen, the last time we did that last game.
Jeff, double. Go all in.
We did all in.
Go all in.
No, I'm winning. I'm not going all in. I refuse to go all in. I'm not all in. I'm up by 2.
Headline 1.
Y'all in with what? One
point?
You have 1 point, Blake.
Headline 1.
And I will clarify terms if I need to.
Okay.
History made as Unitarian Church ordains first openly heterosexual minister.
That's okay. A lot of big words.
No, it's not. That I understand every bit of that. Next.
Unitarian's a quote-unquote church that denies the Trinity.
Unitarian.
Unitarian. Instead of Trinitarian.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So... It's a fake church
that
denies the Trinity.
Like modalism?
I don't even know if they acknowledge that, like, Jesus would be deity or Holy Spirit deity.
Oh, wow.
You know what heterosexual means?
Do you know what first means?
The first shall be last, the last shall be first.
All right, that was headline 1.
16.
Headline 2. And I think this better be a gimme. Pastor locked doors and refused to let congregants out until they tithed $40,000.
That's real.
That's real.
That's real.
That I should lock the doors. I should lock the doors.
Yeah. Yep.
I saw a real about
Isn't that video too. Crazy?
That yeah. Crazy. So that's yeah, real. First, one. Second one's real.
So, now, 4-2-2.
All of you up here.
Yeah, so now, yeah, you got cooked.
So, Blake, we both got second. Yay.
No, I was all in. I thought so that was
Jeff.
It.
You can't, I mean, you were all in with one, so now you're at two.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm at four.
Well, gentlemen, I think that was a great round of to be or not to be.
That was fun. We should do that again.
We should do that again. I'll find some more headlines. That
only missed one of them, I think. It was, the not all about you, Stain right. one.
Blake, are you bummed you missed Worship Mad Libs last week?
Yeah, that seems like a lot of fun. I saw the paper out here out front.
Yeah.
I walked in. I was like, oh, that sounded like fun.
It was fun. Well, let us know what you think in the comments section. Would you like to see more to be or not to be? Do you want to see more Worship Mad Libs? Do you have any fun ideas you'd want us to try to do on the podcast? Let us know down below. But, fellas, I think that is going to take us out for today. Thank you for listening at home. Thank you for joining us on the Jesus Juke podcast, our third ever episode. Please feel free to like and follow us, subscribe to us on YouTube, Spotify, Instagram, Facebook, and Apple Podcasts, anywhere you get your podcasts. We'll hope to see you there next week. Fellas, before we go, any final words you'd like to say?
Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking.
Oh, I said brinking.
Yeah, you suck. You're Jeff, any words? Idiot.
See you later.
See you later.
Jeff, you're so lame. Sorry. Go ahead.
Wow. You're fat.
Wow.
Wow. And we will see you next time on the Jesus Juke podcast.
Screw you, Jeff. Screw you, Blake.
Bam, 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 bam.